Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Bobby Eaton Show, giving you information you want to know and music for your soul. It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
It's time for the Bobby Eaton Show, giving you information you'll want to know, speaking on issues affecting us all, and music for the soul.
Yeah.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Bobby Eaton Show. This is where we tell our stories our way. We're going to be talking a little bit about the opening of the all-new gathering place here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, you know, you guys stick around. We're going to talk about a little bit of that. Play a little music for you. Open mic. So, till then, we'll be right back.
Show with Jay Boogie, Thickums, Willie Will, Double M, Get It Indie, and Ramal, the hometown heat.
If your credit starts with a 3, 4, 5, or 6, this is for you. Did you know that it's costing you to have bad credit? You can't get qualified for that house or apartment and you're paying high interest rates, along with paying high car insurance, and it may be costing you that job that you really want. What are you waiting on? Take more of a holistic approach. Pick up the phone and call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554 or text KEMP to 76626. With 13 amazing services, we restore and repair generations to come. Once again, call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554 or text KEMP to 76626. If you know better, you do better. Only the Credit Shiro can help you to save the day.
We use our platform to promote today's leaders while inspiring tomorrow's. And we super serve our local community while helping you serve the world. We are Eaton Media Services, a full-service media company providing promotion, videography, recording services, and more. Connect with us today to find out how we can help you entertain, empower, and inform at EatonMediaServices.com.
Hey, everybody. Hey, this is Bobby Eaton. Tune in to my show every Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and also on Saturdays from 12 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. All you need to do is dial the phone number 646-716-5525, and don't forget to press the 1 button to talk on The Bobby Eaton Show.
Let's gather together, the bridge is faster.
everywhere. Unity grows where the sun shines bright, the stars at night. See with a smile when we unite.
Right, Tulsa comes together. Hey, today that is down at the Gathering Place here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a brand new theme park for the community, for the people, to bring about unity, place where you can gather and have fun and enjoyment and enjoy yourself. Everything is free down there. You don't cost you a penny to go down to the Gathering Place. They spent about $464 billion on putting this theme park down there. They've been working on it for a few years now. Headed up by none other than Tony Moore. You know, he is a brother who's taking on some strong challenges at bringing it here, and it's been good. And today is the day. A little overcast weather. It's been raining a little bit, but it's still people. Well, let's say people are still going down there and they're enjoying the festivities and stuff. You know, they got paddle boats down there free. Extreme department for children. I mean, kids, I mean, playgrounds and all type of water parks and things to do for children. It's imported stones and woods and things like that are imported down there for decorative reasons. And, it's just a beautiful place to go. I had an opportunity to go and check it out. Me and Ramal Brown, the hometown heat, you know. So it is one place to see and one place to be. I'm kind of excited for Tulsa because it probably will bring some more tourism and some more economic development here. You know, we've been stagnant here for a little while now, you know, but anytime you can bring some type of economic growth, right, you know, down there, it's great. Also, they have shuttle buses that are leaving from North Tulsa, Oklahoma State University, and that parking lot out there. They have shuttle buses that'll take you right down there and drop you off and bring you right back so you can park your car right over there and take a ride, you know. I think I may do that as soon as the show is over with. Go down there and check it out and see what's going on. And some of the eateries and the food restaurants and stuff like that are affordable, you guys. I mean, they've got some luxurious looking places to eat, and the food is cheap, you know. And, you know, $5 you can eat. You know, and when I went on my tour of the gathering place, it just kind of blew me away. I was looking like, wow, man, this is just good for Tulsa. Yeah, Tulsa needs that, you know, that traffic of people coming here from other places that don't know anything about Tulsa, Oklahoma. Also in Tulsa, we need to get together and start building up North Tulsa. See, now that's what we really need to do. You know, because there's some things that are very much so needed over here. And grocery stores, cleaners, you know, just some basic necessities, you know, that we can use, you know, over here. And we need to, I see that a Quick Trip here at Pine and Peoria are finally under construction. The McDonald's across the street, they're back. They've been up under construction for a little while now. So maybe that can draw some economic traffic over here to North Tulsa, you know. So we need that. We need to also stop looking for everybody else to build up our house. You know what I mean? Our house and home needs some, you know, it needs some structure and some rebuilding. You know, you got to put on some roofs and some to walls and keep it clean and all that, because a lot of times things deteriorate. And, you know, if you're in a grandma's house and you've been living there for a while and all of a sudden grandma needs a roof, you know, and then you don't take care of the roof, then the whole house deteriorates. And next thing you know, you move out and go out south and get you an apartment paying $600 to $1,000 a month, you know, and hey, the house goes down. And then all of a sudden here comes other races who will look at that deteriorated house and they get excited, you know, like, wow. So they'll get about 7 or 8 of them will get together and re-roof it and repaint it and new sheetrock and all that on the inside. And it becomes a brand new house for a little bit of money. And they only bought grandma's house for a little bit of money, but now it looks just fantastic. You know, why can we can't do that? That's what we used to do back in the day. In the Black Wall Street way of life, you know, we were building up the walls of our communities, educating our young people. I mean, you got young boys out here right now. They ain't never picked up a hammer, you know, or a paintbrush. They don't even know how to do any of that. So it's like, wow, we got to start building up our young men and get them back to rolling again. That's why all the sisters have everything and the brothers don't have too much at all. And it's kind of systematically designed to be that way. So hopefully we can gather sometime down at the gathering place. I had the opportunity of talking to Mr. Tony Moore in reference to the gathering place. And, you know, they were saying that if you're homeless, you could stay. You can hang out in the gathering place as long as there's no disturbance. So, you know, you guys, you know. There's going to be a lot of people. It opens up, I think, like 9 in the morning and closes at 10 at night. You know, so they're going to have security out there everywhere, undercover security as well. You won't know who they are roaming around those parts and stuff like that. So it shouldn't be no bunch of mess going on out there. No, so it's free. And I think today, if the rain permits, I don't know. It's kind of rainy and on and off here. They got the Roots, you know, the Roots from the Jimmy Kimmel show. Kimmel. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel show. The band there, Roots with Questlove. And they're going to be out there supposedly to be performing. We don't know what's going to happen. We just got to wait and see what goes on today at 5. You know, I may try to slide out there, right? Like I said earlier, after the show, go out there and see what's going on. But you're on the Bobby Eaton Show, and this is where we tell our stories our way every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Also on Saturdays from 12 to 2, 6 p.m. And Thursday nights, it's the Juice Radio Show. You know, young people from Tulsa, Oklahoma, coming here, ages from high school up to maybe like 20 years old, 20, 21, somewhere in there. And they come in here every Thursday and they cut up and they do radio their way. So tune into them. Can't remember all this stuff? Go to just Google the Bobby Eaton Show. It should all pull up for you. Or Google the Juice Radio Show. It should all pull up. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm going to play a little music here on the show. You know, they had $465 million Riverfront Park, the gathering place, opening today in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Notice things really lightly. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that gets me high like you do. Yeah, ooh, I'll never get over you until I find something to that get me high like you do. This is my heart, go-ha-do, boot-up, dee-dee-da-do, boot-up. My heart goes, ha-do, boot-up, dee-dee-da-do. It just won't stop, it goes, ha-do, boot-up, dee-dee-da-do, boot-up. My heart goes, ba-do, boot up, bitty da-do. It just won't stop because oh, how many ways can I say that I need you, baby? It's true. I think I might die without you. Feeling all over my body. You know how I like it. Ain't gotta tell you what to do. Yeah, ooh, I'll never get over you until I find something new to get me high like you do. Yeah, ooh, I'll never get over you until I find something new to get me high like you do. This is my heart, oh, I do, boot up, baby, I do, boot up. My heart goes bottom, boot up, beady da-do. It just won't stop, it goes bottom, boot up, beady da-do, boot up. My heart goes bottom, boot up, beady da-do. It just won't stop, it goes head over heels in love. Right in front of you, I ain't gotta look no more, baby. I wanna build this love. Everything you own, you ain't gotta ask for. You got me boot up, boot up, boot up, boot up. So you're gonna jump, I don't wanna choose you. Got me boot up, boot up, boot up, boot up. Grab me by the waist, baby, pull me closer. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new to get me high like you do. Yeah. Ooh, get over you until I find something new to get me high like you do. This is my heart goes out of boot up, diddy da do, boot up, and my heart goes out of boot up, diddy da do. It just won't stop, it goes out of boot up, diddy da do, boot up, and my heart goes out of boot up.
It just won't stop, you know. That's the sounds of Ella Mai here on Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. That's Booed Up. I kind of like that song. That's kind of one that's hitting right now. Well, hey, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show. We've been talking about the gathering place, the opening of the all-new gathering place here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And another topic just kind of going in that direction. We've had some issues down on Greenwood, you know, the heart of Greenwood down there, where the Greenwood Chamber of Commerce are asking a legendary soul food restaurant, Wanda J's The Next Generation, they're asking them to move out by September 30th, you know, and some other longtime black businesses down there, they're asking them to move out. And I'm like, oh, my God, man, how can you ask of some legendary businesses to move? You know what I mean? And I think they have a new director up in there, and he's not from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I heard that he don't understand the culture and everything quite like it should be here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Sometimes people can have just business aspects for business and not anything heartfelt for business, you know, for, you know, community. It's kind of like you, like I said earlier, you know, you turned down grandma's house and it's been in the family for 55 years and now you turn it down and it's kind of emotional and stuff like that. Well, we've lost a lot down on Greenwood. We've had black entrepreneurs who wanted to purchase parts of Greenwood and were denied and were told that it wasn't for sale. And we've had some things going on down there with the chamber that didn't sound so good. And so the community has a hard time trusting the chamber, you know, to make a change. And it's just a bunch of mess. We got to straighten that out down there because Black Wall Street is not being so black like it used to be. So we got to step in some kind of way and go down and talk to the powers that be who are in charge and stuff of that. And, you know, they got businesses down there, several businesses down there that are not black owned, you know, and one of the biggest businesses down there is Fat Guys, where the hamburger place is. And, you know, it feeds off of Driller Stadium. As you know, it's all predominantly Caucasians who go to Driller Stadium. And then they come over there to Fat Guys and get hamburgers and all that. Fat Guys don't display anything being Black Wall Street up in there. So basically, a lot of the people who go there don't know any history or anything at all about Black Wall Street or where they even at, you know. And and a rumor has it, and I don't know if it's a rumor or not, but they said there were bodies that were up under that baseball stadium buried there. So, you know, I mean, we got a lot of history and a lot of things going on down there on Greenwood. If only we could overcome some of the madness that take place. It kind of hurts, you know, to see all this going down on Greenwood, this person, that person, you know, not knowing any history, everything, and other cultures moving in. They don't honor any history. And so the face is changing, you know, because there were over 600 businesses down there the one time, thriving businesses, hotels, movie theaters, restaurants, taxi cab services. I mean, even a few black guys had airplanes, you know, so it was thriving. And some of the blacks had plumbing in their house, even back in those days, chandeliers hanging from the ceilings and pianos in their homes. And I mean, it was really thriving, you know, from the black perspective culturally, you know, and we've lost a lot of that. And so we need to get back to that type of empowerment to uplifting our community economically, you know, because we got a lot of stuff going out, but we don't have too much coming in, you know, and that's not only here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that's kind of globally in a lot of our cities and states and countries. You know, we only have a few thriving, what I call black communities, like Atlanta, Georgia, you know, maybe a little bit of D.C., you know, and, you know, the Detroit's and Chicago's, you know, and some things are going where black people are making a difference and uplifting. But I mean, as far as the majority is concerned, a lot of mass chaos going on in our community, and we're losing a lot. And a lot of that is due to not being educated and knowing who you are culturally and your history and the prices that were paid, you know, before this time. You know, if we could teach our children the history and why things are like they are, then maybe we can start making a difference. But it starts with our young, our kids, our little babies and stuff, educating them about who they are. And that takes some time and patience and spending that time educating and giving them what they need. You know, a lot of times we let technology grow our children, you know, phones and laptops and technology, you know, and they get a lot off of the internet and they learn by that rather than us teaching them what to look for and answering questions and educating ourselves as well. A lot of times we don't even know our history and our culture to even teach. So we need to educate ourselves. I'm always saying you got a computer that you walk around with in your hand all the time. Do more than just go to Facebook and go to Instagram and look at everybody's posting and posting up your stuff. Use it for some education to get information, you know. Take it back past slavery. Go back to Africa and see what your roots were and where you're at and get your history and stuff, you know. Challenge your pastors in your churches to be out in the community helping and working, you know, and doing things, you know. You know, everybody say they want to follow Jesus, but they don't want to do what Jesus did. And Jesus went through the bayous and dealt with the pimps and the prostitutes and the gangbangers and the single parent mothers and the senior citizens and all of that, you know. So don't just talk about it, be about it, you know. And in order to be about it, you got to do something. You got to do some work. W-O-R-K. You got to do work. You know, you just can't sit around and do nothing and, well, I got mine. You got to go get yours. And I'm not going to tell you how to go get it. But, you know, that's on you. You know, and everybody's always talking about do you. You know, yeah, do you and be about something doing you. I'm not against you doing you. You know, but if you're doing something to help somebody and you doing you, then that makes a whole big difference. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. You know, laying around, not doing anything, not volunteering for nothing, just watching the idiot box all the time, punching the reality shows and you know, sitting around loving hip-hop and trying to emulate these people on TV, and you don't even know where you come from. You don't even know your history or nothing. But you know the history of a whole lot of celebrities and people on TV, you know, that you're trying to emulate. You know, hey, you need to come off of that. Hey, get up, join some type of children's organization, volunteer a couple of hours during the week, you know. Go over to a senior citizen's house, ask them if they need anything. You know, brothers, get out there, cut Sister Williams' yard. She's 87 years old, so cut her grass for her. Clean up, paint, do some things. Sisters, go inside the house and clean up the kitchens that she's not able to maintain right, you know, and, you know, get rid of trash and garbage. And you can do something. You know, you can do it. There's something that you can do. A lot of us want to do things, but we just don't know where to start. So there are organizations that you can get in touch with and volunteer to do something, you know, because people talk a lot, but they don't do a lot. You know, talk, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that, and they never do anything but talk about it. That's all they do is talk about it. You know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing people just talk. You know, I'm talking right now. But I try to be about it. I try to do things and get out in the community. And I've got some help and people who are helping me do some things, you know. And it's good when, you know, you got a little team to make a difference in somebody's life. And that's what it's all about. Because, hey, think about it. You're born at point A, and you die at point Z, it's what you do in between that matters. You know, a lot of people die and leave this planet, leave this globe, and don't have anything to leave. Not even wisdom. You know, nobody don't know any. They only know you about what you do. You know, your works. You know, and if you was a drunk and alcoholic all your life and you died, then that's all they know about you, was a drunk and alcoholic. You know, if you was a sexist and you was always sexing up the women, that's all they know. If you was an entrepreneur and you made an impact in your community and you did things, they know that about you. So you got to be about it. Don't just talk about it. Well, we're going to keep moving a little forward. I'm kind of mixing it up a little bit today. A little old school, a little new school. We've been talking about the gathering place, and I've been sharing a lot of black information. And stay tuned.
Drifted on a memory. Ain't no place I'd rather be than with you. Yeah, loving you. Well, well, well. Day will make a way for night. All we'll need is candlelight and a song. Yeah, soft and long. Well, glad to be here alone with a lover unlike no other. Sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you. Highest high, all that I'm giving is for the love of you. All right now. Lovely as a ray of sun that touches me when the morning comes, feels good to me. Yeah, my love and me. Well, move a kind of gentle breeze flowing through my mind with these thoughts that can be. Well, when you're loving me, when you're loving me, love to be right in the waves of your love and shed it with your touch. It seems to me we can feel together in an a mystery. I wanna be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm giving is for the love of you. Got me, girl. I wanna be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm giving is for the love of you. All right, I am paradise I have within. Can't feel insecure again, you're the key. Well, and this I see, oh, I see. Now and then I lose my way, using words to try to say what I feel. Yeah, love is real. Oh, love is real. Ooh. I might as well sign my name on a card which can say it better. Time will tell, cause it seems that I've done just about all that I can do. I know that I'm living for the love of you. Boy, if I am, I know that I'm living for the love of you. Every day I'm living for the love of you. I'm living for the love each and every day. Oh, boy, I'm gonna say it one more time. Said I'm living for the love each and every day. Oh, Lord knows I am. Right back there. Said that I'm living for the love of you.
This is the sound of the Roots, y'all. Dilla Joints. You guys, and keep in mind that you're on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way, and we've been just kind of jamming with gathering place opening situation here in Tulsa. You know, go down to Riverside and participate in the festivities that are going on down there. And boy, they're down there having some fun. A little overcast, but it's not raining, so, you know, maybe a little drizzle here and there. The Roots are scheduled to perform at 5 p.m. Hopefully the sun is out by that time. We'll just have to see what's going on right there. You know, so we want you to just stay tuned.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own away, melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care. Sunshine when I look at you, something I can't explain, just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and say a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile.
That's a heat wave classic right there, you guys. Here on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way.
And you really care, yeah, yeah. Then it's all Drumming my bed with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Embarrassed by the crowd. right arm, slapping my face with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
That's right, killing me softly, you know. Hey, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show where we tell our stories our way. 646-716-5525. And don't forget to press the one button.
Got no time, is what you're known to. you like it, yeah. You ain't got no kind of feeling inside. I got something that shows up that you're stuck on fire. You refuse to put anything before your pride. What I got will knock your pride aside.
Tell me something good.
Tell me that you love me, yeah.
Tell me something good.
Oh, baby, 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 yeah. Tell me that you like it, yeah.
Tell me something good.
Together, change forever, change the harmony.
promote today's leaders while inspiring tomorrow's. And we super serve our local community while helping you serve the world. We are Eaton Media Services, a full-service media company providing promotion, videography, recording services, and more. Connect with us today to find out how we can help you entertain, empower, and inform at EatonMediaServices.com.
If your credit starts with a 3, 4, 5, or 6, this is for you. Did you know that it's costing you to have bad credit? You can't get qualified for that house or apartment and you're paying high interest rates, along with paying high car insurance, and it may be costing you that job that you really want. What are you waiting on? Take more of a holistic approach. Pick up the phone and call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554 or text CAMP to 76626. With 13 amazing services, we restore and repair generations to come. Once again, call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554 or text CAMP to 76626. If you know better, you do better. Only the Credit Shiro can help you to save the day.
The Juice Radio Show with Jay Boogie, Thickums, Willie Will, Double M, Get It Indie, and Ramal, the hometown heat.
Yeah, that's the Juice Radio Show every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tune in and you can listen to these young people do what they do. You know, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we talk about a variety of different topics concerning economic development and jobs and employment here in the North Tulsa community. A lot of things been going on. We need more protesters out at the June's Beauty Supply. So go out there and support Brother Alvin Muhammad and Cleo Harris and others, Miss Joyce Williams and others, as they Miss Love and all of them, as they go forward in protesting, trying to shut down June's Beauty Supply. Those of you who don't know, Mr. June had an incident take place right in front of his business where he hauled off and hit a African-American black woman in the mouth with his fist. I mean, he physically, and she had to get three stitches in her lip all swollen up, bloody and stuff. So, you know, we want to shut those type of businesses down in our community.